So today we're going to start with umbilical breathing, and that's going to again ask us to inhale and feel as if we're in the womb. And as we inhale, the volume of our belly gets bigger. The feeling is that we're drawing in nutrients or air or other yummy things, which we'll play with today. It's actually drawing in through your belly button. And one of the reasons why it's sometimes good to lie on your back with a boot or a book or something on your belly is so that you can actually feel the surface of your belly pushing up against the book. And as it's pushing up against the book, you can actually really focus on your belly button. And honestly, this gets a little bit weird, maybe even creepy, but as your belly button starts to move forward, you can actually feel like it's actually like sucking on a straw. So just try that. Take a breath, let your belly button move away from your spine. And as that belly button moves forward, let it feel like it's actually weighing just as much as your mouth is. And again, it's just an association for the mind, but it gives us a really powerful chance to do something interesting and really quite beautiful. So do some umbilical breathing, find your breath count, feel the volume of your egg, and as you're inhaling with your umbilical breath, just draw in whatever you imagine the air to be. So again, just focus on your belly button as if it's got a little straw, and it's just going just like your nose, just like your mouth, and things just feel more precise that way. So if we are going to play with our egg, and there's lots of symbolism there, which is why it's meant. Take a moment while you're doing your umbilical breathing and see if you can include the feeling of drawing in air through your belly button and actually filling the shell of your egg. And always we're looking for little shadows, little corners, little cobwebs, just to have a really consistent feeling of volume and space. So I know it's quite early for most of us, and maybe our imaginations aren't on all of the way, but if you need to wake up a little bit, just do some really, really more rapid deep breathing, like just a few times, just because you want to get some oxygen moving, and we'll learn in a couple of weeks some really cool stuff that happens when you breathe a bit faster than normal, but we're not going to focus on that yet. I just wanted to make sure that you had lots of attention and room for what we're gonna do next, because it takes some imagination, but it's really cool. So bring your attention to your egg in the sense of that volume, but also maybe the image of that, and then bring your attention to the yolk and place that yolk. You know, if the egg is going to be here, the yolk will be somewhere down here near the bottom in the sense of how we imagine eggs, kind of like avocados. It's your inner avocado. And see if you can actually imagine that yolk is somewhere behind your belly button. It doesn't really matter where exactly. It's more interesting to find it than to tell it where to stay. So another deep breath, feel the egg, feel where the yolk is. And this is where it gets a bit like mushrooms. As you're inhaling through your belly button like a straw, see if you can build that umbilicus or an imaginary tube or something, going right from your belly button right into the yolk of your egg. And as you're inhaling through your straw, inhale right into the yolk. And if you can, see if you can feel or see that the color of the yolk is the color of sunlight, or the way we see the sun in the sky, nice and bright and kind of golden yellow. If you catch on fire, not my fault. Couple more deep breaths, draw in the breath, feel your belly button, feel your yolk, feel the connection, So at this point, we have two choices, and I'm going to go with both of them, but I would encourage you to be intuitive. And whichever one kind of gives you goosebumps or something that feels like something is changing, focus on that one for a while. But remember both, and I'll probably come back to them. So we're doing our umbilical breathing with our breath count, filling our egg. Continuing with that breath, and now the focus is more on bringing the breath into the yolk or the sun to make that feeling really bright. And choice number one is to allow that light to fill up your entire egg, or to fill up your whole inner self. And it can fill all the way up to the top of your head, all the way down to the bottom of your feet. But start with the where all your guts are and where your breathing is. Some people call this a radiant body qigong. It's not an on-off switch. It's a gradual process of imagining more of the volume of your body is becoming that light. So again, with your breath count, that's just the number of heartbeats that you're used to breathing in and out, plus at least one just for the needs and meanings in life. So big inhale. Draw in whatever you need to into the yolk. Feel the yolk turn to light and expand very slowly, very gently, very kindly. So it just fills you up. So option number two, and this really depends on where you're at in life. I have days like this, where I don't really feel like a radiant being. I feel kind of more like somebody who needs a hug. So instead of feeling like, oh yeah, I'll just be the sun, what sometimes feels really good as well is to actually take care of your yolk like it's a shy little young person that needs some careful attention. So as you're drawing in the energy, bringing the yolk to light, instead of thinking of bigger and better, think maybe happier and calmer and safer. And then you can just have a little shy yolk in there. That's what I call mine, a little shy yolk. And I talk to it like this because I don't know why. But that's another really beautiful option is to feel that. To feel vulnerable, to feel your need, and just attend to it and not have to go anywhere. And allow it to be small, allow it to be big, but most important, allow it to be you. It's just a little shy you that sometimes needs some help. So hopefully that's helping you become more familiar with the kind of inner mechanics and experience of your inner egg. And what we're going to do now is explore another kind of breath. So make sure you're still counting your breath. Or that you can when you need to. Usually it's about six heartbeats in, six heartbeats out. Because what we want to do is actually count as we inhale and then hold it for two or three and then exhale slowly. So essentially inhale, hold for about half of the time that it took to inhale, and then exhale really, really slowly all the way out. Now, this breath is often called a cleansing breath and or ascending or an intentional breath. So we'll play with that a bit more on Saturday morning, but we're going to do one part with it today. And what that's going to be is we're going to go through our coming into state practice, going through the six minds that we're playing with, and hope you're feeling a bit courageous, because we're going to do something a little different with it today. What we're going to do is we're going to keep going with the same order, But instead, we're going to do three breaths for the sacrum, three for the spine, three for the gut, heart, face, and eyes. So that's 18 breaths. And if you can, do that releasing or cleansing breath where you inhale and then hold and then exhale. Hopefully that's not too much to think about. I'll guide you through it as we go. I just want you to have an idea of kind of the bigger picture. So, inhale, focusing on your sacrum, all the way in. Hold your breath and feel the energy of intimacy in your sacrum. And then exhale. And do that for two more deep breaths. Inhale, hold, intimacy, exhale. You can move around if you want. Inhale. What does intimacy have to do with your sacrum? And then bring your attention to your spine. Same breath, all the way in. Hold, and just feel what intimacy has to do with you and your spine and all of that. Exhale. Two more times. Hold. Explore. And exhale. How does intimacy change your spine? Here's a fun one. We're going to breathe into our gut. All the way in. Feel your instincts and intuition. And feel the intimacy that happens there. Exhale. Excuse me. Again, inhale. Feel your gut, hold your breath, feel the intimacy, and release. And once more. Bring your attention to your heart. Nice deep breath. Where does intimacy reside in the heart? And exhale. Feel the way you feel the intimacy in your heart. And see if it feels radiant or shy. And one more breath. Inhale. Feel the space of your heart. Feel the intimacy that's there, that needs to be there, wants to be there, that somehow obvious there. And exhale. And now bring our attention to our faith, or your attention to your faith. Inhale. Move it around. A lot going on in the face. You have things you do about intimacy in your face. That's a big distinction, hint, hint. Inhale. What is intimacy about in the face, the voice? And this is fun. On the last breath, inhale and feel your face as if it's the face you had when you were two. And feel the innocence and the connection of intimacy that you have in that face. covering your attention to your eyes. Next deep breath. As you hold the breath, bring your attention to your pupils. And what is it about intimacy that resides here? One last breath. Attention to your pupils. Hold the breath. Feel what intimacy is about there. And when you're ready, just relax. And see if you have a different sense of state, a different sense of what we call agency, or the association you have with yourself from the inside out, especially with respect to your six innate minds and how they relate to all of the things that intimacy can mean and feel like. So tomorrow morning, we're going to do some freeform Tai Chi. So I'll rearrange my space so I can be seen standing up. I'm hoping that you'll still be able to hear me. We'll figure that out. Saturday, we're going to be introduced to something very magical from the Bwiti tradition from Africa. And we're going to need this breath on Saturday to do something that's a little bit ceremonial. So bring on your ceremonial hat or something for that. And on Sunday, we're hopefully going to be getting together for a period of time in the evening. So I would really appreciate it if people would type in, it would be better for 6 Pacific Standard Time or 7 or 8 or 2 in the morning or whatever works for you, so we can find a good average for everybody. And Sunday, we're going to do a bit of a gratitude meditation, and then we're going to go into a bit of a Q&A. So I'm going to make sure everyone has a chance to check in and get their needs met. That's a big part of what this is about. So that's what I wanted to share with you today, to deepen our practice of umbilical breathing, to deepen our practice of the inner egg, to learn to renew your inner self, to reawaken your inner self by playing with the energy of your yoke, to nurture your inner wounded self in the same way. It's a similar practice, very different feeling. Every chance you get where you don't really feel like you need to be doing something, focus on that breath where you use your full breath count, you feel your egg, you pause for 2 or 3 heartbeats, form an intention, and then let the breath go. So all we can do is keep investing time and awareness and patience into this, because the only answers you can get from this are going to come from your instincts, your intuition, your memories, and your body. So all I can do is, they say, just be the finger pointing at the moon. It's up to you to go for the moon. So I can't make that any more clear, I think. So just keep engaging in those practices. And if there's any other questions, I'll dive in with that for a couple of minutes. Yes, Dove, it's definitely a good idea to take care of our inner holy cow person. We've all been once bitten and a bit shy. So if there's no specific questions to the practice, I'll shut her down. And if again throughout the day you have a question, I'm fairly certain if you type your question into the this video post, I'll see it later in the day and then I can answer questions and add fun hearts and I don't know, all that good stuff. So blessings to you all. Thank you all for showing up for yourself and for this and for our little collaborative virtual retreat, I guess it is, or gathering anyway. So again, blessings. Have an amazing Thursday. Stay connected to your yoke, folks. It's a good way to roll. Have a great day.